Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. He's Rob, I'm Chris. You can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. We got Michael Holly, author and co-host of Brother From Another. If you haven't checked it out, it's on Peacock. And Rob, you were just a guest on there. It's a great show.
Yeah, I was on Monday, had a ball with the guys. They said hello to you, of course. It was great.
Yep.
Those guys,
yep.
I've known both of them. Matter of fact, the first time Michael Smith was ever on the radio, Chris, was on my radio show in Detroit.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, yeah.
He was the backup Celtics writer back then for the Boston Globe.
I remember when that was the case with him.
Yeah.
And Mike Holly, I met Mike Holly when I worked at the Plain Dealer my first year. He was an intern at the Plain Dealer. Yep. This is back in like 1990. And then he became a high school sports writer for the Akron Beacon Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a high school sports writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. But I covered the Akron area. And every Friday before we went to our football game to cover, like, different games, we meet for dinner.
Really?
At, like,
y'all went out, like, almost every Friday or something?
Most Fridays, yeah. During football season, we meet and then eat and, you know, have good discussion. And then
back
he go to his game, I go to my game.
Neither one of you guys had any money to treat, you know, back then.
No, it was,
no,
like, it was totally Dutch.
Am I right?
It was definitely Dutch. And you know, Rob, and I bet you feel the same way. And obviously, look, I love covering the pro sports. The NBA obviously has been the one I've covered the most. But some of my greatest memories of my career, just personal memories of fun times, were covering high school sports.
I covered high schools, Chris. I never covered high schools at the Daily News in New York. That's what I was hired for. Because remember, when they hired me, I was 22 years old. So they hired me to cover high schools, but they hired me on June 2nd, 1986 was my first day. High school sports are over, right? In June.
Yes.
So I started doing Mets sidebars, Yankee sidebars, Jets and Giants.
Oh, wow, right away.
Stuff like that. And, you know, press conferences in New York. That's what I was covering. And then September, August rolls around, school's about to start. And Bill Travers was the big high school editor at the Daily News, the late great. And Bill came over one day to my desk, and he did this, Chris. He rubbed his hands together, and he goes, "Next month, you're all mine," right? Saying, all right, finally, I'm going to go cover high schools. And then the sports editor, the late great Vic Ziegel, who you knew.
Yep.
Vic came over to me and said, "You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to high schools." And they kept me as a general assignment reporter. I still remember that.
So you started out covering high schools in Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah, in Wilkes-Barre I covered high school.
But that was you only covered high school for a few months?
For 5 months. But I did it, you know, I did it at the Greenwich time before that, Chris, when I was in college. So I did high school then. I told you I covered Rocket Ishmael and his brother Quadri in Wilkes-Barre. I covered them.
Right.
Yeah, on the track.
Yeah, I covered high schools for like 4 years.
Yeah, but that's normal. Yep. Stephen A. covered high schools at the Daily News in New York.
Yep.
He covered high schools. Most people cover high schools for a few years. Yeah.
Yep, no doubt. All right, but Rob, update on the game. You're looking good so far. The Panthers are up 7-0 over the Texans. But the Texans will get the ball back after they stop Carolina on 4th-and-1 inside the 5. So, again, the defense is stout. And
I don't
they just
like
need
that
a
play.
Quarterback.
I don't like that, Chris. Fourth, take the 3 points. No, take the 3 points. You're up 10-0. They got a rookie quarterback. Do you know what I mean? Like that's two scores. Like, what? Why would you do that?
I don't hate it because you feel like you're the better team. You know, if it doesn't work, it looks bad. Just like if Baltimore hadn't gotten that 4th-and-1 against Kansas City, you know, it would have looked like, what, you're crazy.
But I'm saying when you know that they, if this is Tyrod Taylor and they got an experienced quarterback, I get it. You're like, we got to get more points. In this case, with a rookie quarterback up 10 points in the second quarter with 10 minutes to go, whatever, and two scores, you know, all you need is another score and they're going to be in trouble. They're going to need 3-4 scores to beat you.
No, I hear you. That's well, it's some bad
not just
news.
Just a gambling aspect.
Some bad news thinking. Coming out of here too. Christian McCaffrey is currently being evaluated in the blue medical tent for an undisclosed injury. He's out. It looks like something with his legs, right?
Oh.
Looks like a lower body injury, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true, Rob G?
That is correct, and according to our esteemed update anchor, Ralph Irvin, he has been ruled out for the rest of the game.
Wow.
All right, well, there it is. Chris, now, those shekels.
Sam Darnold, 10 for 15, 133 yards.
He's looked good so far.
He looks real good.
Now he's with a real organization, I guess. All right, Rob, let's get to it. We're going to go to the NBA. They're facing – I hope this does not become a big issue – but right now, it's certainly looking like it could, Rob. All right. The NBA is not requiring players to get vaccinated. All right. But the Players Association estimates that between 85-90% of their players are vaccinated. Okay. But that's still a decent number, 10%. That's a decent number. It's about 50 guys who aren't vaccinated. And the NBA is taking the stance of whatever the state or city, their rules.
They have no choice.
That's what we're following, right? And so in New York and in San Francisco, you have to get vaccinated, all right, to work, you know, in a common environment with other people. And so that being the case, any players on the Nets, the Knicks, and the Warriors who aren't vaccinated would miss all 41 home games. And right now they're saying even practices.
You couldn't play, right? You couldn't do anything, right?
Right.
Not in that state, right?
Absolutely. And so now there are medical and religious exemptions. And I believe they're trying to get, I think they might be seeking a religious exemption for Andrew Wiggins. There's talk about that. I'm not sure, but they, you know, obviously I think these guys that are really adamant about not getting vaccinated are going to try to seek some type of exemption. But Stephen A., our good buddy, said today, if Andrew Wiggins doesn't get vaccinated, Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong because I didn't see it. You told me that he would trade Andrew Wiggins. Is that correct? Okay. Well, Rob, Kyrie is believed to be unvaccinated as well. And this is tough. If I'm the Nets, I want to run it back. We weren't healthy last year, so you didn't really get to see the big three together. When they were together, it was Magic, 11-3, I believe, including the playoffs. But if I were the Nets, and let's say Kyrie insisted on not getting vaccinated, because he might get vaccinated. And so might Wiggins. You know, we don't know.
Yeah, when push comes to shove, Chris, they just have to, like, I'm going to lose money. This is not, you know, I'm going to be in a no man's zone. And it ain't like
my team.
90% of the league is unvaccinated. Then you would be, you're in the minority.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's a big difference between the two.
Well, no doubt. And here's what I would say to those who aren't vaccinated. You get vaccinated when you got vaccinated when you went to school. Public school, private school, daycare, whatever. Your kids get vaccinated. It's required by states, right? Chicken pox, hepatitis B, all these different things. You can't go to school,
Chris, with the other kids, right? You can't.
The same government that's giving you those vaccinations that, you know, let's just keep it real. Cats ain't doctors. Cats ain't doing the research, reading up on those vaccinations. You're just taking it. So I'm just saying, think about that as you, you know, insist on doing all your research on this. But anyway, Rob, if Kyrie doesn't take the vaccination and then we're to miss all these games, this is what I'd do if I'm the Nets, Rob. I would quietly go to Kevin Durant and be like, look, we want all three of y'all back. We want to sign you to long-term extensions, or at least Harden and Kyrie. You already are signed, KD.
Right.
But Kyrie's not taking the vaccination. He's going to miss half the season.
Right, we can't do
it.
Not
to mention practices. So first I'd be like, KD, can you convince him?
How about if you get to the NBA Finals and the games are in Brooklyn?
Right. Well, which half of them will be, right? Three or four of them will be. And I would say if you can't convince him, that's our first option. You can convince him, and then everything's good. If you can't convince him, are you cool with us moving? I don't want to trade Kyrie if I'm the Nets. I've said on the air, I look at Damian Lillard, I look at Bradley Beal, I look at Ben Simmons. But I think ultimately I'd rule I'm keeping Kyrie. But in this case, I would, if I had to move him because he wouldn't take the vaccination, Rob, and I think a good deal would be Ben Simmons. Because one of the, I don't say problems, but one of the questions about the Nets is defense. And Ben Simmons is one of the best defenders in the league. And he would play great with the Nets because you don't need him to score more. I mean, he's going to give you 15 points. But you don't need him to, shoot. He can play near the basket.
Big shots.
Right. He can play near the basket, right? And push it in transition. But Harden's your point guard. So that's how I would approach it. And I wouldn't want to do that. But, I mean, do you leave him any choice, Rob? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about the future. You're trying to win a championship. You can't play with one hand tied behind your back, Chris. They did that last year.
Right.
If Kevin Durant wore size 14, they would have gone to the conference finals, right? Right. I mean, like, let's just be honest.
I think it's safe to say they would have beaten Atlanta.
Yeah, and they were two players down.
Right.
Think about that.
One and a half at least, right?
Right. I mean, Harden was out there, but he was a shell of himself. And remember, he got hurt in game one against Milwaukee, 10 seconds, 15 seconds into the game.
Yep.
So I'm just, you don't want to do that again. You're like, let's put this all together, give us a real shot, and the Nets would have a chance to bring a championship to Brooklyn. But everybody's got to be on the same page, and you just said it. People have their own personal, if you're a hermit or you're living, by yourself, Chris, on some remote island and you want to do your own thing, I'm not going to knock you. But when you're, you know, dealing with other people and we've seen so much life lost and so many people sick and affected, you could say whatever you want about the vaccination. The facts are that people are dying from it,
right,
or dying from the related, you know, you might have some underlying health issues, right, Chris, and this pushes you to where it could cost you your life.
I was just talking to a friend of mine, lightly. Rob, real talk. I was just yesterday. He's 37, and he had COVID this month. Mm-hmm. And he said it had him down for a month.
Wow.
He said it was rough. And he's 37 years old. He's not, you know, elderly by any stretch of the imagination. And he didn't ever have to go on ventilators, but he was in the hospital for a week. And it was tough. So we'll see. But I think this is interesting. And I think, Rob, my bet, now it's hard to predict with Kyrie. He's his own man. He's going to do what he wants. But my bet would be that Wiggins and Kyrie take the vaccination.
I agree. I think that they'll look at the situation, see what's going on, and be like, it's funny you say this, Chris, because as you know, I mentor a lot of people, And I've gotten a few phone calls from some of the guys that I mentor. And they're facing the very same thing.
Work opportunities. But they don't want to take the
vax? No, they're unclear, unsure about it. But their jobs have told them if they don't, they can't work. And so they're like, you know, trying to figure out and maneuver, what is it, what can I do? And I'm just like, when you're working around other people, it's not only your choice. You got to understand that.
I think you also, Rob, have to look at all the people that have taken it. Now, I guess people will say, well, we don't know what's going to happen to you a year from now, 10 years from now.
We don't know. We don't know.
Right? But we've taken it, and we're fine.
Just like they blame Hank Aaron's death. He's 91, Chris. They blamed it because he took the shot.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If Kyrie refuses to get the vaccine, should the Nets trade him? You'll turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This one goes out to Greg Jennings. His favorite show growing up, and it was one of my favorites as well.
Greg Jennings.
Man, great show, Rob. Sanford and Son, and we are the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. If you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob, before we get to the calls, I want to throw this out to you. It's over.
What?
Shohei Ohtani will be this year's American League MVP.
What'd he do?
Nah. Your boy ain't getting a triple crown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I told you the only
he's leading. It could change. But he's 323 batting average, which is a point, you know, the second is 319. He's tied for number one in homers with 46, but he's 10 back on RBI.
Yeah, with 10 to play. You'd have to have a big day, a big night, right? One of these days, Chris. There's only like 8 or 9. What is it? A week was today, Thursday. So there's like 10 games left, 9 games left? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tough on him. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. If Kyrie won't get vaccinated and thus can't play in half of the Nets games, not to mention all home playoff games, do you trade him? Your turn.
All right, let's kick it off. Let's kick it off with Tom in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I personally think that Kyrie Irving should demand a trade if it's going to come down to that. There's a reason why a lot of big-time athletes, I mean, even the vaccination status for LeBron James is very unknown. There's a lot of hesitancy out there because we don't know what could happen. I mean, this vaccine was created in a year and a half. I think it was one of the fastest vaccinations ever created.
It's been approved by the FDA now.
Right. Okay. But that,
it was
a lot
fast.
Of things are approved
there's no
by
doubt
FDA.
About it.
It was fast. But it was.
There's no denying that.
Right. So all I'm saying is if it comes down to that, Kyrie, you can go to the Heat, demand a trade to Dallas, demand a trade to Miami. I mean, it's getting really wrong. I mean, we're talking about a 99.7 survival rate of the virus. I just think it's not fair. It shouldn't come down to that. And people are going to bully him and basically say he's not a team player if he doesn't want to get vaccinated, which I think is completely wrong. And I'm 25 years old. So that's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, it's the state or state law is what they're fighting. And then the Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, said today that they're going to be 100% vaccinated when the season starts.
Period. So there's no gray area with LeBron because at some point they have to know. Otherwise, LeBron
maybe
when LeBron can't play and go that the Warriors or with the Knicks or against the Nets, then you'll know, Chris. So I don't think that's going to be the case. and people will just have to. There's sometimes in life you got to do stuff that you just have to for the greater good, right?
Yeah,
the greater
and, good. Yeah, and look, I mean, I don't trust the government in a lot of things, but you just don't. We all aren't doctors. Let's just keep it real. All this talk about
stop acting like
Nicki Minaj
right,
was like, "I'm gonna do a bunch of research." I mean,
what
really?
Research, Nicki? Please stop like, it. And then when they asked about her cousin with the swollen testicles and all that and the marriage that was called off, they couldn't produce him, Chris.
Right.
They couldn't find him. Where is he?
And just like you said earlier, right, you know people that you respect and love that are not vaccinated. I had a family member, close family member who's not vaccinated, and he's got, you know, his reasons and his stuff to back it up. But we don't live in a vacuum.
Right.
It's just as simple as that.
And if you're living by yourself in a mountain, Chris, or a big farm in the middle of Montana, and there's no neighbors right. next to you, and you don't have to go into the store to get food, if they start, I'm going to tell you, because what'll happen, Chris? All they got to do, you really want to do it, is you can't go to the grocery store to get food. Or you can't do this, or you can't buy gas, or you can't. I mean, you could just go on and on and on, and eventually everybody will be vaccinated. Because that's right. the only way we're going to get rid of this thing, or at least right. curb it. I don't know. I mean, it's a delicate situation, but sometimes you got to bite the bullet. All right, right, Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What it do, people?
How you?
What up, young blood?
Oh man, I'm doing better now. We ain't got nobody calling in comparing y'all to Jason Whitlock. That was nice.
I didn't even let the man finish.
Let me tell you.
Hey, look though. I know Rob known for putting the Deshaun Watson on us, but he was justifying hanging up on that dude.
Dude, we're not going that route. You could do, you know, if you got to disagree with me.
I don't know what he was going to say.
Yeah, you could disagree with me, Chris, you could whatever.
He might have been complimentary to you, Rob.
Nah. Hey,
you know why I say you pull a Deshaun Watson sometime, don't you, Rob?
What?
Because sometimes you know if we're getting rubbed the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, he the Masseau. He the Masseau of sports talk radio. He don't like to hear that. But
what? I do, if you're going to rub me the wrong way, there's going to be a problem. Right.
What you, Johnny Gill? Rub me the right way. All right, man, what you got?
Hey, look. If Kyrie's not going to play, they signed that man to a contract to play basketball. If you're not going to play basketball or you're not available to play basketball, then you got to go. That's the problem with a lot of these young cats. They want to take a stand without sacrifice. You can't do that.
Right.
You got to be willing to give up something. So if you're not going to want to play, you got to say, hey, this it means this much to me. I'd rather sit out and not make millions than
the NBA
take the
right doesn't matter to me. Right.
That's it.
There you go.
If you were,
and you
look,
know what, Chris?
Kyrie,
Dre
keeping
just said
it real?
It without sacrifice. People want
right.
stuff without sacrifice.
Now, keeping it real, Kyrie, Andrew Wiggins, they've made enough money where if they wanted to, they could just be like, I'm done because right. I'm not doing it. If you really want to take that stance. But he's right, Rob. Like, it's the same thing with Deshaun and Ben Simmons. They want to, you know, sit out and all this, but get paid.
Right.
If you sit out, you're right to sit out, but we're not paying you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Where's the sacrifice? Give up the money on principle if you're willing to do that. If the principle means something, Chris, and people have done it forever,
yep.
giving up jobs,
Ali,
protests in the street, right, laid down, being
yep.
bitten by dogs and water hosed, right? They went to that Woolworths counter, Chris, every day not to be served and
yep.
to be treated like dogs. Remember?
Yep.
That was the sacrifice.
All right, we got Mike Holly coming up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Our next guest is an author, longtime friend of both of ours, and the co-host of Brother From Another on Peacock with Michael Smith. Welcome in, Michael Holly.
Oh,
what's
it's so
up, brother?
Good to be here.
Well,
so good.
It's always good to hear your voice, my man. Definitely, definitely. Look, let's get right to it, man. I assume you saw the story today about Alice Guerrero in the Boston Herald. And he was basically saying that Bill Belichick treated Tom Brady like that six-round draft pick and 20-something-year-old kid that didn't really know much, even up into his 40s when he was winning 5 and 6 Super Bowls. And that's a big part of why those two split up. It, to your knowledge, and I know you're very plugged in on Belichick and that team, to your knowledge, was Guerrero accurate, or where do you stand on this whole thing?
Listen, you know, I think that statement is, I mean, that's a true statement. And I can understand why both sides feel the way they feel. Like with Tom Brady, when he was, he knew how it is. I mean, you know, he was 23, 24. He's wearing the hat backwards. He would show up at the facility earlier than everybody else. They used to have these parking space awards. So the workout warrior of the off season would get the prime parking spot, you know. And so the 6th-round pick, he valued that. That was a big deal to him. But once you get married, once you start to have kids, and once you start to get established in your career, your priorities change. Not that the job is not as important, but Hey, man, I don't wear my hat backwards anymore. Man, I got stuff to do. Maybe I'm not getting here as early as I did because now I'm taking my kid to school first, or I'm doing something around the house. And so now I'm a little different at 34 than I was at 24, and I'm definitely different at 44 than I was at 34. So for Brady, yes, it did change. And for Belichick, he's never really had an elite athlete in his 40s. So he didn't really know how to treat a 40-plus athlete because he's always treated athletes the same way. So I think both guys, Brady and Belichick, you know, have a case for how they feel, and that's part of it. That's one of maybe 10 issues that got into their relationship. Maybe it lasted 20 years, and over 20 years, you're going to have some warts and you're going to have some tension, and eventually just got to the point where they felt like they were better off going their separate ways.
Hey, let me ask you about Mac Jones, and everybody's making the Michael Lombardi, the former GM, saying he was obviously the best quarterback in the draft. And
well, wait a minute now.
No, I know.
He didn't say that. He said
he should have been number one. He said he should have.
Yes.
He did say he's the best quarterback in this draft class.
That's crazy.
I know. Crazy. And this is the point that we're making, is that the other guys went to rebuilding franchises. The Patriots spent a gazillion dollars on upgrades. They had 6 players didn't play last year from COVID, including 3 starters. And he's in a better situation, and they're not even letting him loose to make mistakes because of the way the game plan is. Am I right or wrong on this?
Well, look, let me just say this. If I get to pick between Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence.
Thank you.
You know, 10 times out of 10, 12 times out of 10. It's just, you go to a bad franchise and they say, save us. That's just an untenable position to be in, because these franchises, they need more than a quarterback. They need more than a defensive line. A lot of times it's the GM, it's the owner, it's the infrastructure. It's just so much to correct. And you just got one piece coming in there trying to correct problems that take years to correct. So you see it. Look at Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold with the Jets, they were happy to let him go. Sam Darnold with the Panthers looks like a different guy because he's in a better organization with more talent on the roster. So Mac Jones, he was the right guy for the right time for the Patriots. And I would say, based on his college experience, he was a good fit. But NFL is not crazy. He was the fifth quarterback taken in the first round for a reason. Those other guys have more upside than he does. But right now, he's in a good situation with the Patriots.
Mike, from my vantage point, I'm in the outside looking in, obviously. I feel like there was a part of Belichick that did want to show and actually prove that he could win without Brady. You're a lot closer to the situation. Is there any truth to that?
I've heard people say it. I've heard a couple of his former players even throw it out there that he wants. And people say that all the time. I just have a hard time. I have a hard time believing it, knowing how competitive he is, and that would make him. I know Bill Belichick to be many things. I don't know him to be dumb, so I just think that would be dumb. Because he knows as well as anybody. You know, no one believes him when he says it after every game, after every milestone. He says it's all about the players. It's all about the players. It's all about the players. So if it's all about the players, and specifically, it's all about the quarterback. You just don't go from Tom Brady to the next guy and think he's going to be as good. And if you want to win without Tom Brady, it's going to take – you're not going to do that. Yeah, that may happen, but it's certainly not going to happen when you don't have a Steve Young to his Joe Montana. You don't have a you don't have an Aaron Rodgers to his Brett Favre. You're just not going to just pop in and do that when you go from Tom Brady to Cam Newton and now Matt Jones.
See, I'm with
so
you.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I just think that that's easy to throw out there. Now, I don't believe that. No, I don't.
I'm
and
shocked.
You know,
because that would be too pro Brady. That would be too pro Brady.
No, it ain't. It ain't got nothing to do with Brady.
If it was flipped, he'd believe it.
Hey, now when I was on your show, brother from another, you know, they pulled the plug on me, Chris. They pulled the plug and went black.
Are you serious?
During the show.
Because Rob was acting up?
I mean, I never said like, Broussard, the hot takes were so hot that he singed the communication lines. All I could see, it was like, I told Michael Smith, I said, I've never seen anything like this in all my years in media. Also, we're having a conversation, then everything just blew up.
Everything went black on the screen. I was like, what? Me and Chris Broussard do this every night, 3 hours a day. They couldn't take it, Chris.
Wow. And so now Rob Parker has outdone himself. He is like the hottest of hot takes. He came in hot, though, too. Man, you came in out the bullpen throwing 103. 103.
Yes.
And throwing strikes, too. He was throwing strikes. I said, oh, wow.
Oh,
you
got
the big righty out of the bullpen. Bring it.
It was fun. It was fun. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, I told you and Michael on the show, man, I'm proud of both of you guys and glad to call you my friends. Definitely.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Man, to make you feel old, I remember going to a journalism seminar at Ohio University. This is back in the day, and one of the you were still in Cincinnati.
Oh my God!
You were at the Cincinnati Inquirer, and we had one of the reporters come in say, "Hey, for those of you interested in sports, you need to read Rob Parker. He's the best baseball writer in America. Look at this lead. Look, that's how you write a lead." I'm like, oh,
yes, okay. Yes.
I was like, calm down. I'm like, okay. Like,
hey,
we learned it, or we ain't got it yet. Okay, what's that? Rob Parker.
I said last week on the show, Mike. I met Rob at the '92 NABJ in Detroit, and I believe you were there. I think we were all hanging out, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, but, see, like Detroit. Yeah, Detroit, 92. I think Atlanta, Unity was 94. I can't remember 93 for some strange reason.
Yeah. But
there's a gap
and
there.
And Rob was like the big, you know, Rob was that big too. Big sports, you know, oh, he covers the Reds. He covers
oh,
the Reds.
Stop it.
He was the big sports writer.
Hey, you know what? It's funny that you just say this, and this is not bragging. I'm just saying this for real. But when I was 22 at the Daily News and Vic Ziegler, the late great, was the sports editor, when I passed my six-month probation, right, to for the paper, he came over to my desk. He said, I did a great job. I passed probation. I'm good to go and all that. And he said to me, he said, you write some of the best leads at the paper, not in the sports section, at the paper. Can you imagine him telling a 22-year-old kid that?
But see, no, well, I like that. No, listen, you can help somebody right now. I want you to help somebody, whether it's a young journalist or somebody else, because I know your answer is going to be so clear on this. Your approach, because I know why he said it. What was your approach to writing the lead? The one thing you wanted to get across was what?
Humor.
No, it wasn't always humor, but it was like I always wanted to be clever. So it would make you intrigued enough to want to read the story.
Right, right.
Like that exactly. was always my that right. was my goal.
Mine too. Yep.
Yep. And that's what. Hey man, I wish I could remember her name. And give her some props for pointing out the leads.
That's unbelievable. I feel she was at your professor at college.
It was a seminar.
Oh,
a
seminar.
We got a roll. Rob G is all up in my ear.
All right, I know. Get off in. Yeah, nobody cares about Rob G. Right. Get off.
But no.
All right.
It got to the point. He was clever, and he got you hooked into a story. So, hey, for the communicators out there, just get to the point.
Yes.
That's right.
Which I hope we did tonight.
That's
we did,
right.
Michael.
Mike, thank great you. Having you on as always, brother. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it,
Anytime,
Mike.
You guys. Love you guys.
All right, brother. You too. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, don't look now. But you might be losing some shekels, my man.
Chris, it's 7-6. That missed extra point is going to work in my favor because the spread is 8. That is going to help me in the long run. I didn't expect Houston to get shut out, and they're right where I need it. Under, and for them to win by a touchdown, plus that missed extra point. I'm going to be good.
You know Christian McCaffrey's out, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I got it. Mm-hmm.
Since he went out, Sam Darnold got sacked 3 times.
Okay, what does that have to do with it? I mean,
what's that have to
block,
do with it?
They got
to
block better. I got to block better. I got the running backs not there, but you got to run. You got to block better.
They don't have respect for the run game now. And
right.
McCaffrey was Darnold's check down guy. And Davis Mills was 5 for 6 with 60 yards and the touchdowns on that last drive.
All right,
I'm just saying. I hope you didn't bet a lot.
I bet enough to get a new backpack. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yes, we were going to get into Rob Pelinka, the GM for the Los Angeles Lakers, David Griffin, the GM for the New Orleans Pelicans. But we'll save that for tomorrow, Rob, because – interesting situations that both of them are in. Griffin, of course, has Zion Williamson down there, and you better keep Zion, right? You lose him, man, they might as well move the franchise.
If they lose another player of that caliber, Chris, enough. Okay.
Real talk, right?
There's an issue.
You've lost Anthony Davis. If you lose Zion, it's like, how are you going to succeed? And I'm from Louisiana. I would love them to not only stay in New Orleans, but be successful there. But you got to keep your star players. And so we'll get into some of that tomorrow. But what do you have going tomorrow? You pretty much free till the show?
So till the show, yeah. Tomorrow, a little local radio, but that's it. Everything else, just getting ready for the weekend, ready for my trip to Detroit to see the Lions and the Ravens.
Are you going
on
Friday night?
Sunday. No, I'm not leaving until Saturday. They got an early Saturday morning flight, Chris, at 5:30 a.m. from L.A. that gets you to like Detroit at 12:30, which is not bad. I can just sleep on the flight.
Not bad at all.
That's a great flight, don't you think?
Because usually when you fly west to east, you lose so much time.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 o'clock when you land.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's not bad at all. All right. Cool. Well, tell Cliff I said what's up when you see him.
Cliff and Terry Foster. I'm having dinner with Terry Foster as well.
All of them. All right. Well, we are the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing up on a TV theme song Thursday. We hope you enjoyed it. Have a great night. Looks like we might get a good one Thursday night football. We'll see what happens in the second half.
Win by 10. That's all I need.
For Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, there's no need to go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Peace!